Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Seth Wachensky, W-O-C-H-E-N-S-K-Y. I am the Executive Director of Springville Center for the Arts. Welcome to Springville Center for the Arts. So we are a rural multi-arts center, very active here in the South Towns. In the last year, we had over 170 events, ranging from concerts, theater, exhibits, workshops, large community events, everything in between. We serve programs for two-year-olds all the way through seniors, and we're very excited to be here today in our main space, the former Baptist Church, which has seen over $3 million in community investment over the last number of years. We're standing in the Entrance Edition, which is a new space that makes our building ADA compliant. And we're going to celebrate the reopening of our theater project, which has been long underway. And I can answer questions later on, but otherwise I'm happy to introduce County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. You're probably wondering why we're here on this beautiful day. Well, it's nice and sunny right now in Springville. A little snowy weather, of course, in other parts of the county, and I'll get to that after we talk about why we're here. But as Seth noted, there's been more than $3 million that's been put into a project to turn this Baptist Church into what is now the Springville Center for the Arts, an incredible organization that if you live down here, know its value to the community. Erie County, through its Erie County Cultural Capital Grant Program, provided $500,000. Which was used in many different ways, from HVAC to construction to painting, as part of the reconstruction of the Old Baptist Church into the Springville Center for the Arts. This is exactly why we had the Erie County Capital Grant Program for our cultural organizations, especially our small to mid-sized ones. We realized over the years that we provided a lot of money to big organizations, like the AKG Art Museum, the Buffalo Zoo, the Buffalo History Museum. But we weren't providing capital grant funding to some of our smaller and mid-sized organizations. On an annual basis, Erie County provides millions of dollars to all size organizations of a cultural nature for operating. But what we realized is the operating will only go so far. A grant of $50,000 is really not going to make a difference for the construction or reconstruction of a facility like this. So we created the program to specifically assist small and medium-sized organizations, and the Springville Center for the Arts was one of those that actually received one of the largest contributions from the capital grant program. And that is because of the incredible programming they do here, as well as this great old building that they saved. This would have been lost in all likelihood, and would have been torn down, but because of the hard work and effort by Seth, his team, and the board, they were able to save this building and also turn it into what it is today. So while this is part of a much bigger project, Erie County was very proud to contribute $500,000 towards the Springville Center for the Arts' total reconstruction of this building. I hope you go through it because it's all kinds of stuff. It's not just what the art you see on the walls here. There's a main stage in which plays and musicals are put on, other performances of all kinds. And it's great because for more than a century, Springville was the main place in south, west, or eastern Erie County, but also the place in Cattaraugus County and Chautauqua County that people came to. It was the hub of this region, and it is the hub of the region again. And it's because of the investment of not only business leaders, but the leaders you see with me here today understood that to have a strong, thriving community, you have to also have a strong, thriving arts community, and it creates a better quality of life for all. So I want to thank them all for their continued investment in this great project, and we were very proud to provide $500,000 towards it. And with that, it's my pleasure to introduce John Horton, the president of the Springville Center for the Art Board of Directors, to talk a little bit more about what's done here. John?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being here today. Now, the Art Center really is a gift for not just the Springville area, but for the surrounding communities as well. And grants like this that we receive from Erie County enable us to hire local contractors, right? And together with our wonderful dedicated volunteers, we have this beautiful arts center, which is just a hub of life. And so the Art Center is a gift to our community, and we're grateful for your part.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Thomas Baines, our Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Environment and Planning, who oversees this program with his team, including Tim, who's here today. They're the ones who actually reviewed all the applications, made certain that the organizations were capable of completing the projects. We didn't want to just give money and then have a project sit there. And then they also work with the organizations during the project to ensure that everything goes according to plan. So, Thomas?
Good morning again. Thomas Baines, Deputy Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development with Erie County. I'd just like to say a special thank you to Project Manager Tim German for his work with the organization to get this project underway and also complete. And also like to acknowledge Seth and the hard work that he has done and his team to make this project come to fruition to the stage that it's in right now. From a departmental standpoint, one thing that we love to see is organizations who strive to do a few things, one of which is make sure that their facilities are ADA compliant. That's super important so that this building has access to everyone. Also, we love to see when these organizations are focused on the economic development part of it, which is having a special interest in making sure the projects that were done here are with local work and local craftsmanship and artisans. So we know that that has economic impact on the community. And then the last thing I'll acknowledge is that this funding also supported the infrastructure piece of this building, which is the HVAC. And that HVAC is a heating pump. And we know that heating pumps are specifically very energy efficient. So we love to see when these organizations not only use our funds to enhance their projects and their organizations, but they do it in a way that's smart, that impacts the economic development in the community, and they also do it in a way that's energy efficient. So, Seth, congratulations on a job well done. It's been a pleasure working with you. Our team has been, you know, over the moon about what this project means to this community and also to Erie County. So thank you for your support.
I got to hold on. tell them what you saw when you first came
out. Oh, great, 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 great.
What it is now.
So if you ever have the opportunity to visit this beautiful church here, they've converted the sanctuary into a theater, and we know that. That's the big hoorah today. But when we first visited, myself and Tim, we entered the sanctuary and the complete floor was missing. It was what I like to characterize as a dirt pit. And there was an excavator, a small excavator in that dirt pit. And I looked at Seth and I said, my gosh, you got a lot of work ahead of you, my friend. But that really speaks to the vision of this strong leader here and the ability to get it done and to also have vision, because I'll be honest, I couldn't see it at the time that I saw it. So again, thank you, Seth.
Are there any questions on topic from the media?
Yeah, Seth, can you tell us, what's this mean for the future now? What can you do more stuff? Can you hire more people? What?
Absolutely. So, sure, we were happy to reopen the theater this past August with the production of Hadestown, performed by 19 and under kids, and we had our last adult production this fall of Fiddler on the Roof. It's been great to get back into the space, and we've been out of it for a while with the pandemic and construction. So it's a huge impact on the organization and the community. Of course, it's not done. You'll see that we're in there with temporary seating and a lot of unfinished spaces. However, this is going to propel us into the next phase of work. We've got applications into New York City Council on the Arts, and we're actively raising funds from the community for our chair campaign right now to raise funding to put in the permanent seats. But overall, having this theater space, it is a big economic driver for the community. As a resident living right down the street, All you have to do is come by any night when there's activity here, and you can see the building is lit up. There's nowhere to park. There's people coming in and out of the building. It's a huge deal, and all the restaurants know that. It's a big deal for the community beyond just the arts impact.
Talk about the timing of just everything, because not only was this part of this exhibit almost a new addition, but the theater area was also flipped, for, you know, with the stage being on one side to the other. Talk about the timing of that.
A little bit of the progress.
Yeah.
So the community rallied together in 2007 and purchased this building. At the time, it had so many holes in the roof. There were trash cans all around to collect the water. We moved in here on a temporary basis, and it was a huge boost to the organization. And over time, we've done successive phases of construction. First, the south wing, the gallery space. We installed ADA-compliant bathrooms and the elevator. In 2019, we started this entrance addition where we're standing right now, which was, you know, kind of waylaid by the pandemic, but then completed last year. And then the theater was started just at the tail end of the pandemic and completed. So we've been doing phases of work for now basically 10 years. It's been a long-term project for us. And some of that work has entailed, let's see, elevator installation, new bathrooms, excavation of the basement, reorientation of the theater, geothermal heating and cooling, all new electric service. I mean, you name it, masonry restoration, roof reconstruction, interior masonry work so we could put the walls back in, woodwork, stained glass. The list is pretty endless, and there's still a long list to go.